You're listening to Mortgage 101, your guide to homeownership with Clinton Wilkins and myself, Todd Vino.
In this episode, we're talking about the spring real estate market in Halifax.
What regions in the HRM are most expensive and what ones are being slept on?
Is it time to buy, sell, or downsize?
And the termination of the first-time homebuyer's incentive.
Spring is literally around the corner. Spring is next week.
Yep.
How excited are you to say, hey, we are done with winter and we're going into spring?
It's fantastic stuff. And of course, this is a big time of year for real estate, obviously.
I would say one of the biggest markets. It's typically one of the biggest markets, in the year is the spring market.
Mm-hmm.
I am waiting and being very cautiously optimistic that it's going to be a very good spring market here in Halifax and in Nova Scotia. I think the one thing that's going to really impact us right now is the amount of inventory that we have.
Mm.
Still lots of challenges around inventory. We know rates are still high, starting to soften a little bit. I'm cautious.
Yeah. But as far as price goes, they're holding steady really because of the inventory challenge, right?
Yeah, they're certainly holding steady here. And I think we're very lucky that they're steady. Like we have a very, steady market compared to other areas of the country, like Ontario and BC. Mm-hmm. Like they've really had a hard time the last couple of years. If you bought a home in 2021 in Ontario, you took a loss basically at this point.
Yeah.
In Halifax, we haven't had our prices soften. Certainly less activity in terms of buying and selling, but it's just a symptom of not enough inventory. And, I think they're starting to see more listings coming on. I'm seeing them right now. We certainly need a lot more, and we need a lot more construction. Mm. We need a lot more for sure.
New home construction is problematic for a lot of reasons, obviously, because financing new home construction is much more difficult, obviously, than an existing home, right? That there's a lot more to it.
It certainly is more challenging. I think even with like turnkey construction, there certainly can be challenges. We've talked about, losses that borrowers have had in terms of even just a turnkey where, maybe builders haven't fulfilled their end of the bargain, or builders are having a hard time too financially, hiring staff, cost of materials. That's why I think it's sometimes challenging. The resale market typically is a better and more stable market.
Mm-hmm.
New construction, sometimes it's the delays and the cost can be very problematic for people. So I think it's just buyer beware. And I think going into the spring market, you should really know, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think seeking the advice of an unbiased mortgage professional, getting a pre-approval, I think is awesome. And I think it's very important. But seeking the advice of a licensed real estate professional, I think is very important too. You need to trust the people that you're working with and, really find someone that is going to be the best fit for you and your needs.
Yeah. Are people, are builders building on spec at all right now, or is that not really happening?
No, they're still building on spec.
They're building on spec.
Oh, yeah.
And then selling on spec. So that would be, I would think, a better model for somebody wanting a new home other than doing it themselves, kind of.
Yeah, and I mean, in some cases, these spec homes are almost done. Sometimes you can take possession very, very quickly. We have some clients right now that are closing in the month of March that have bought new construction, and they were like almost done when they made the offer. So maybe not, really able to personalize it a lot. Like I have one that, is putting in a new fireplace, for example. They did that customization.
Mm-hmm.
But, the floors were down and the cabinetry is down. So they weren't really able to pick out a lot of the different things. But you know what? They were able to take possession really quick. Like they made the offer 2 months ago. So they're going to be moving in here before the end of the month, which is awesome.
What's the average price for a house here in HRM? Still hovering around $500,000?
Yeah, it's above 500, but in that range.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the average, just looking across all areas of HRM. If you're looking on the peninsula, it's going to be more than 500. That's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
And more on the outskirts, it might be a little bit less, but the average is just over 500.
How about kind of North End area?
The prices are really increasing.
Yeah.
They certainly are.
Like North Street and all of that kind
of? Oh, it's certainly increasing a lot. I can tell you, I started in this business around 2005. So what are we going on here? 19 years.
Yeah.
I've been saying 16, 17, 18, but 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this. I can tell you, people didn't want to live in the North End back then. Mm-hmm. It was not sexy to live in the North End of the peninsula.
Yeah.
And neither did people want to live in Dartmouth, and really North End Dartmouth, it was not a place that people wanted to live, and the real estate was just so undervalued. But there's really been a shift the last couple of years on like where people want to live. Mm-hmm. And I would say even since the pandemic, Todd, you know, I hate that we keep on using pandemic as like a, you know, a marker, but you know, it's something that we have to like acknowledge.
Yeah.
The way people have lived and people are living is changing. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people that are selling single family homes and moving into condos. You know, I think it's more about location, location, location right now. And people are willing to pay maybe a little bit more to have a better location. And, you know, I think that might be a symptom of, you know, cost of fuel and the way that people are living and working. It's changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this pandemic has changed us. And, you know, in I think some ways for the better and some ways for the worse. And I think, you know, we're just, you know, realizing and balancing out on some of these impacts.
All right. How about people who want to downgrade? They've got a larger house.
Like a downsize?
Downsize.
Yeah.
Not downgrade, okay. Downsize.
Might be a downsize too.
It could be, but that can, it's not as easy as it used to be either with prices, because there's a price shock there that people might see and perhaps maybe a deterrent for some people to do just that, right?
I think certainly, you know, downsizing can be very challenging for people. And I'm hearing this for people. I saw a client just by chance. I was at an event in Lower Sackville this week, and I saw one of my clients there, and they want to sell their, we're going to call it family home. Like this is the home that, you know, they've really owned for the last several years, you know, had kids, they've all moved out, and now they want to buy a bungalow on a slab. The challenge is they don't want to sell their home, which would be great for another family.
Mm-hmm.
Until they can find a home that they're going to move into.
Yeah.
Because rentals are not readily available. There's no place for them to go. So it's almost that position where they need to find the new home, then list theirs, and then do the transaction. And I think there's a lot of people in those same situations where they're on the fence and they're ready to transact. And I think part of that is to do with rates. Like people are like, oh, if the rates go down, then I'll do a transaction. The one word of caution that I will say is when I think the rates go down, I think the real estate market is just going to see a flurry of activity. Mm-hmm. And I think the prices are going to start increasing again, especially, Todd, like with the rates.
Right. So rates going down, though, the indication is would be that we're going to a bit of a slow burn back down, as that usually is the case. So what do you
think? I think the first time we really see the Bank of Canada drop the rates, I think we're just going to see a flurry of activity.
Really? Even if it's that first initial drop?
I think 25 basis points is going to make a difference.
Yeah.
And there's people that are sitting on the sidelines, I think, to do transactions. And, you know, I always say, and I mean, you talk to any real estate professional, the best time to really buy is yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if the prices start going up, it may be, you know, more advantageous to sell. But the challenge is in this market, if you sell high, you're probably going to be buying high as well.
Yeah. Well, and of course, pre-approvals, right? If people can get a pre-approval, if you're going to go out into this market, it's something that you absolutely need to have a good pre-approval, I'm sure, right?
You absolutely need a good pre-approval, you know, and I think that then you know what's going on with your income, your assets, and your credit, and you can make an offer with confidence. The one thing I do want to touch on, Todd, for any of the first-time homebuyers that are listening to our show, the first-time homebuyer's incentive was canceled recently by the federal government. So if you're going to do an application, it needs to be in by March 21st. If you have an existing offer that's in and some financing, and you're thinking that you might want to do the first-time homebuyer's incentive, those applications need to be amended by March 21st. After that, the program is done. It was a program that I really spoke highly about, but didn't have a huge uptick. I think the people that were really doing this program were more in Atlantic Canada and maybe in the prairies, and it just didn't work for people that were in the GTA and the GVA. So the federal government has killed it. There's still obviously the home buyer's plan. We talk about that one all the time. It's the RRSP plan where you can each take up to $35,000 out of your RRSP. You know, if there's two borrowers and you have money in your RRSPs, you can take out $70,000, for example, and launch last year as the first home savings account. So lots of good programs still available for first-time home buyers. Just the incentive, that shared equity program, it's done as of March 21st.
So why do you think there wasn't a large uptake on it? Something that program that you
it,
thought
the
was
way
a good
that
one.
The program worked was it was really limited borrowers based on their household income. Here in Atlantic, it was really four times their annual income that they could qualify for. So it capped people somewhere around $500,000 in terms of a purchase price. I think they should have opened it up carte blanche to everyone that could qualify for a mortgage up to a purchase price of $999,000. So basically anybody who could do an insured high ratio purchase.
If you've liked what you've heard and you want to learn more, feel free to visit us online at teamclinton.ca.